sex party in a petticoat. Noemi picked me up and we headed to the party after a long day of my working the phones. I've had this awesome petticoat I wanted to wear with some breast jewelry, but needed to get a shower before getting dressed. Noemi said she'd wash me right up. I laughed and told her we had to get to the sex at the party because we were already going to be late. My shower. At the hotel, we gathered our things and dashed into the huge suite my friends had secured. Slipping in the door, we see dozens of half-naked and naked bodies. I feel my cunt open with the view. I quickly scan the area and see several men I want to play with. Noting their positions, I quickly go to the bathroom and jump in the glass-enclosed shower. Per the rules, no doors are to close, so people wander in and out as I scrub up, peeing, fixing their faces, tossing condoms. My hair being so long, I had it swirled up onto the top of my head so it wouldn't get sopping wet and drip all over everyone. I wanted the dripping to come from other places. When I turned the water off, I turned around and there was a yummy man stroking his cock watching me. I giggled and dried off slowly, seductively, making sure to pay attention to my pussy, and turned around and bent over so he could see my asshole really well. I opened the door and took the 3 steps over to him and asked him to dry off my back, please. He did. I reached back behind me and stroked his cock as he did so. Before he moved from behind me, I let my hair down. He nuzzled my neck and I felt his cock pressing against my ass. I turned around and kissed him deeply while playing with his cock, then told him I needed a rain check. I had a pussy waiting for me. He said he would definitely be looking for me later. The petticoat. I'd bought this petticoat ages ago and couldn't figure out what to wear with it on the top. I have several corsets and they would have looked lovely, but I wanted something more bold, instead of something typical. I chose these breast jewels. After my shower, I went looking for Noemi to help me with the nipple pasties and found her in the jacuzzi, naked, alone, with her cunt upturned into the faucet jet, masturbating. Whew, thank goodness I was still naked. I tossed my petticoat and jewels onto the counter, and after asking if I was permitted entry, always ask permission to join in, even if you know you will be welcome. And she said, please, and I climbed into the huge tub. I didn't want to disturb her pussy action. I know how awesome it feels to have water jets on the clitoris. I actually learned to masturbate in the shower. Couldn't come without water for a decade or more. I carefully moved behind her, lowering her head onto my lap, keeping her ears out of the water. I then started playing with her nipples, tweaking them gently, then a little harder. And then I pinched so hard she squealed. I laughed, jiggling her head on my lap. We were drawing a crowd. 3 men had wandered by, catching a glimpse, and started stroking while watching Noemi getting off. She had started orgasming and was hollering her delight, it echoing off the walls in the large bathroom. A siren's call to horny men. Another man joined us and sat on the edge of the tub. His cock, fucking hard and huge, made me drool, and I made sure to tell him, I need that in my mouth. He nodded and smiled, letting me know he would indeed save some of its hardness for me. Noemi lifted herself up, red-faced from the heat and several orgasms, and the hard-cocked men helped us out of the tub. They asked if they could help dry us off, and we happily agreed. But where were those towels? Partying. But where was that petticoat? 4 men, 2 women, tongues, pussies, cocks, fingers, knees, hands. Before I knew it, Noemi and I were on the four-poster bed, cocks in our pussies, we girls coming over and over because we were playing with each other's clits. And then we were flipped onto our hands and knees. It was like we were dancing with each other, Noemi and me. Cocks went sliding back into our cunts, and we grunted with delight. I leaned far over and kissed Noemi right before a man grabbed a huge hunk of my hair and shoved my face onto his cock. He used my hair like reins on a horse, except he just pulled me deep into him over and over again. I nearly gagged from how hard he was fucking my face, my cunt on fire as I came being used this way. I looked out the corner of my eye, and Noemi, too, was getting her mouth fucked. God, I came at the look of ecstasy on her face. And this was just the beginning of the night. And my petticoat never left the bathroom counter.